You are tuned in to The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. This is Catherine Cruz. University of Hawaii President David Lassner has announced that it's back to the classroom this fall. Hybrid classes, a mix of in-person and remote online learning, will be the order of the day. The news comes as UH is in the midst of finals and as students try to make decisions about the new academic year. UH isn't sure what enrollment will look like, as there could be a drop in out-of-state students and foreign students, but also perhaps a bump in local students as families look at options closer to home.
So it will not be business as usual. It will have a variety of safety measures built in. We also plan much more intensive use of technology, and we will also be preparing for any possibility, since none of us really know if there might be a resurgence of the coronavirus in Hawaii on one or more islands during the fall.
So what will this plan look like?
So we'll have teams on every campus looking at things like how to implement social distancing. You know, I really hate the term social distancing because we don't really socially distance, we just physically distance. So for example, if we have a classroom with 40 chairs, we need to figure out how many chairs can safely fit in there with all of them 6 feet apart. So we'll be doing those sorts of things, also making sure that the faculty are at least 6 feet away from everybody. That goes for labs as well, study areas, workspaces. We need to make sure that we have provision and instructions for regular hand cleansing and safe practices. And then we're also beginning now to understand what will be the best ways to ensure that we have appropriate testing available, along with facilities for isolation for anyone who tests positive, contact tracing, and so forth. So we'll be working with public health officials on those things. Part of the complexity is that we do plan to have our student residence halls available at UH Manoa and UH Hilo for the students who really need us to have a place to live while they pursue their college education. We only have dorms at UH Hilo and UH Manoa, so we will need to have them open, but again, in a safe way. So not that doesn't mean that every bed in every room will be occupied, but we do want to make sure we have spaces for all of the students who need us. We have, for example, international students who can't necessarily go home. We have students who don't really have a safe home to go to. So in lots of cases, a UH residence hall is safer than the alternatives for our students. And these are particularly some of our disadvantaged students for whom higher education is really the promise for a better life for them and their families. So while it would be easy to just announce all the dorms are closed, that doesn't really help take care of some of the students who really need us the most.
Are you saying, though, that the number of units, though, might not be available?
Oh, absolutely. That's right. I mean, we can't pack people in necessarily into every room in the same way. And we also have to have provisions to be able to do the isolation ourselves. If we are their home in our residence halls, then we need to make sure that if somebody does test positive or has close prolonged contact with somebody who tests positive as determined through a contact tracing process, we need to have a place for them to go where they can isolate and continue their study. So it's a pretty complex set of requirements that we're preparing to spend the summer working our way through. You know, we're wrapping up what is turning out to be obviously the most unpredicted and tumultuous semester in the history of the university, and probably in universities anywhere. We have successfully transitioned to 100% online. Our students are completing their courses. Those who are ready to graduate will graduate. I can't say enough about our faculty who have adapted with very little notice. This was sprung on them just a couple weeks before spring break, that following spring break we would be going to a fully online mode, and not soon thereafter we realized it would have to be for the rest of the semester. And they have really stepped up, including some who are completely unfamiliar with technology. Similarly, our students, none of them prepared for a fully online semester, have been incredibly resilient, whether from homes on Oahu, homes on the neighbor island. We have students in other countries who are studying from 12 time zones away, who went home for spring break and didn't come back, and certainly students all over the mainland. So the students and the faculty have done an amazing job. And then the core support staff, the IT people and the instructional designers, who have helped our faculty and students. And we didn't just use our help desk support staff, but the number of faculty who were familiar with teaching online, who stepped up and helped their colleagues who needed help just to make sure everybody could get through this semester together has been amazing. But that said, if we have to flip back in the fall, and there's no guarantees in this life of where the virus will resurge, hopefully not, we are taking the lessons of this semester to understand how we can do better so that it should not be the kind of surprise to us if there's an outbreak in the fall, and it could be on one island, it could be on multiple islands. If we have to go back to 100% online, we will be far more prepared to help our students and faculty with the content materials that they need to be even more successful than they have this semester.
We did check in with your chief technology officer, and that was a job that you held before. So I know he had some sleepless nights, and he was worried about how things were going to roll out. But what's your assessment?
It's always a sweet thing when you hire someone to do your old job. But Garrett Yoshimi has done an amazing job, as has his whole team. Tei Okimoto, one of his deputies, has been on point for a lot of the distance learning things, the technology infrastructure that people were putting together in just 3 weeks, beefing up all of our online servers to handle the amazing increase in capacity. Garrett's remarkable. I hope he doesn't listen when I say there are a lot of parts of the job that he does better than I did them.
Well, now, as far as any ask that might be in the future, I don't know what else you need to do to increase capacity, knowing that we had this big test.
We have a group of UH administrators and faculty that meets together regularly to understand how this is going from the faculty perspective. And we will work with them to understand their perspectives, as well as reach out to other faculty. We are also planning to survey our students to ask them what worked well and, you know, where are the areas for improvement. An interesting aspect of the federal funding for higher education through the CARES Act is it's a lot of it is fairly restrictive on how it can be used. But one of the ways it can be used, and we are strongly encouraged to use it by the U.S. Department of Education, is to invest in infrastructure for more online and distance learning. So we believe we can use the resources that have come in. We're still in the process of getting those, but we've applied for them. And you know, this is one of those rare times when we think we'll have the resources to do what we need across our 10 campuses. The trick with that money is it cannot be used to relieve the budget pressures that we know we'll be facing next year. It can at least help with these extraordinary expenses that we'll be facing to prepare for a next academic year that will be like no other.
What do you think is going to happen with enrollment? Because we've talked to a number of college students, local kids who opted for a mainland college experience, and a couple are rethinking, you know, if we're going to go do distance next fall, I might just take a semester off because they don't think they're getting their money's worth. Do you think you're going to have to change your marketing strategy? You think you might get more students staying home?
I'll say a couple things. One is, in my personal opinion, we still provided a very high quality UH education. I mean, it's really about interaction with our faculty. So whether you're sitting in a room with them or watching them on Zoom, and I think we've all learned a lot about how much can be done at a distance, you know, whether it's Zoom or Google Hangouts or Microsoft Teams, whatever you use, you can still have a very high quality experience that's highly interactive, and particularly if we take the effort to plan for it, should that be necessary. We are absolutely planning for an on-campus experience. And while nothing is known, that is our expectation, given the great job the state has done in flattening the curve. And when you watch the data, as I do every day, I mean, we've been in single digits now for over a week, which is quite remarkable. I'd say a few things to students. There's no value in waiting. That's a semester in which there probably won't be very many opportunities for employment. On the back end, it's going to be a semester in which, you know, you aren't working. And frankly, if someone's afraid to come back to school in the fall, there's no guarantee that it's going to be better in the spring. There aren't many experts suggesting that there will be a vaccine available by spring 2021. Those who choose to pursue a college education A bachelor's degree on average is worth about $1 million more in lifetime earnings. Those are individuals who are less likely to become unemployed in the next recession. They're faster to get a job back after the recession is over. They draw less social services. They are healthier through their lives. They live longer, less likely to become incarcerated, more likely to vote, more likely to volunteer, and their children are more likely to go to college. So if they're on a pathway to go to college, in my opinion, they should go to college. And the University of Hawaii offers, 10 great options across our islands so they can stay home and safe with their family. If they're worried about the expense, our community colleges are an incredible value, as are, frankly, UH Hilo, UH West Oahu, and UH Manoa is a great value for one of the world's premier research universities. What we are hearing is what you are hearing, that some are having second thoughts. We're hearing it even more so about students thinking of going to the mainland, particularly biting off that expense, not knowing what their mainland college experience will be like. And it will not be like it would have been last year. As I've shared with you, our experience will be different too. We're doing a lot to prepare for the impact of the pandemic, either in a light mode where we survive with social distancing, or if we have to flip back to online. We are also hearing from a lot of students who are prepared to go off to the mainland that maybe this isn't the time to leave their families. Maybe this isn't the time to incur, the substantial debt that's typically associated with a mainland college experience, that can be $60,000 or more as compared to staying home and staying, if you're staying home in the, less than $12,000 range for tuition, even if you go to UH Manoa. That said, we're also concerned similarly about our mainland and international enrollment. Very hard for international students to get visas right now, so that's a big uncertainty for us. We think we're going to do pretty well with students from the West Coast. We have a really attractive tuition option for them through the WUWE program, the WICHE Undergraduate Enrollment Program. Probably a little less uptick from the rest of the U.S., however. So we could actually have more students because of the number of local students who choose to stay home.
And that was UH President David Lassiter talking about resuming in-person classes this fall and the precaution needed to keep students and staff safe. It's unclear if UH will see a drop in international or out-of-state students. Enrollment is up for its first summer school session, which will stay as online learning. A decision about second summer session will be made on May 15th.